Todd Miller from Listen Up Talk Radio and RadioThatDoesn'tSuck.com in conversation today with a very amazing person that's I told some friends that she drifted into my orbit, and they said, no, that's wrong. You intentioned her. And this is the part of the beginning of a wonderful friendship and business relationship. I'm over the moon to be chatting with Margaret Wallace Duffy from WOW TV today. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so thrilled to be here, and I totally agree, Todd. New friendship indeed, and it's going to be exciting.
It really is. It's hard to, you know, we were chatting on the phone a couple of times over the past couple of weeks, and it was like, oh, we could do this, and we could do that, and we could do this, and it was like, whoa. It's like, you know, it was all spilling out of my ears. I couldn't contain all of the ideas that were coming to fruition.
Absolutely. It's going to be exciting for your viewers and ours and your listeners. I think you're going to be in for a real treat, and we're excited to be partnering with you.
And this is exciting because I think I mentioned this. There's this term that people have been throwing around for probably 10 years at least called new media. And in my humble opinion, I don't think new media really has really come to age yet. I think it's really, we're still a little bit ahead of the curve. And I don't know what your feelings are about that, about being, well, quote unquote, a pioneer in this new media age.
You know what, Todd, I couldn't agree anymore. You know, when I took a course, so probably 7 or 8 years ago now, on online media marketing, I was blown away, and I wasn't even sure then that I was ready for what I was hearing. And over the last, especially the last 4 years, I've been working diligently to bring together a real comprehensive team that is really doing some cutting-edge, interesting things that not only gives good quality content that's fun and interesting and educational, but it allows our viewers to interact, to have a voice in live time, and also to drive the content moving forward. And, you know, I've done a lot of broadcast over my 20-year career, and I will continue to do that. However, this new way of being able to communicate, educate, and interact with our fans, with our friends, with our followers is really very exciting. So I think you're right. I think we're just at the tip of the iceberg here in terms of what we can do, hence our conversation. Every time we connect, we think of something new, and that's what fires me up to collaborate with people like you who think the same way, who think about what else can we do, how else can we make this interesting, how else can we do something new and different to provide good quality content that everyone wants to be involved with.
So the cat's out of the bag. Listen Up and Radio That Doesn't Suck are partnering with WOW TV Living, Wallace on Wellness, to do great things. I mean, I think we both have an interest, as we said, in this new media, but we also have a strong component of wanting to help others and bring exposure to worthwhile endeavors and charities and movements that probably don't get as much press or coverage that they deserve.
Totally agree, and that's exactly it. WOW Living TV's mandate is a one-stop health, wellness, and lifestyle destination for family. But you're absolutely right, Todd. I have a passion and have for my entire career. It's the way you've been raised. You know, I think your parents set the template, and you get to do what you want with it. And giving back and putting highlights on charitable movements is one of my personal passions. And to me, I think it is an integral part of well-being. And so you're right, being able to have our partnership where we're simulcasting live from WOW TV with Listen Up Radio and being able to highlight not just charities, but even businesses that are doing great things and allowing them to have a forum and an arena that's affordable, but at the same time effective, really powerful to get their message and their work out. That's really exciting.
Now, brings me to my next point. I guess if I'm getting this vibe from you and from what I've seen of what you do, that you're very much in line with our mission, which is being holistic, being, you know, helpful and respectful, because we all know there's too much negative programming going on that you can easily access anywhere, anytime. Mm-hmm. And people really have to search hard to find the kernel of good news every day. And I think we together really want to bring that more front and center, easily retrievable from anywhere in the world, and really put a focus on the good things that are happening in this world.
You know what, Todd, you're absolutely right. And you don't really have to dig hard to find the bad stuff. But here's the cool thing. There are so many great people. I mean, even just in our collaboration over the last few weeks, there's so many great people in our circles that are doing fantastic things. And my favorite saying is, attitudes are contagious. Is yours worth sharing? And, you know, as a mom, that's what I tell my kids every day. And certainly in business, I believe that you attract what you put out there. And we do want to bring positive stories. And I think there's a craving for that. And not just in our generation, Dodd, but in our youth. I look at my son who's heading off to university this fall, and my daughter who's 11. And people get fired up and excited about positive things. And especially that's what I love about what we're doing, giving them an opportunity not just to hear about it, but to get involved in it.
Absolutely.
To make a difference.
Contribute. I mean, that's,
yes.
We really want the feedback. We want people to suggest story ideas, or, you know, here's someone you should really talk to because they're doing something really cool and benefiting, you know, either a really focused group of people or, you know, a large group of people. But either way, you know, and you're right. I mean, they have to dig hard for the good stuff. But I mean, just evidence that people are craving it is, as much as I'm on Facebook, there's those little memes that go around, those little pictures with the text on them. And
mm-hmm.
I would say probably 90% of them are, you know, be positive, you know, change your outlook. Here's the thought of the day, you know, and they're really, people are sharing them like, you know, wildfire.
Yes. And, you know, creating a community that not only gives that information out, but encourages you that it's, you know, as I've said to my kids for years, it's cool to be kind. And from, as a therapist, you know, I've owned a multidisciplinary wellness clinic for 21 years now. And I know the impact that negativity can have on our bodies and our health, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, even financially. And so by providing an opportunity in a community where not only do we give you resources about positive things, but we inspire and encourage you to have a voice and to tell us what you're doing and to get involved, it does have a physiological positive impact on our well-being. That's what holistic health is about. And you won't hear me use the word alternative medicine. I don't believe that you do one or the other. Wallace for Wellness is 80% doctor referral. But we're also equally as proud of the complementary medicine that we do, whether you come and see our naturopath, whether you see our physio, whether you come for a massage with, you know, many of our 10 phenomenal therapists, whether you see the psychologist. We work together for the best health and well-being of the people that walk through the doors. And that's what I'm hoping WOW Living TV, in collaboration with Listen Up Radio, is going to do, is to give resources to people to help inspire them to make positive changes in their life. And then in return, to inspire them to that domino effect, right? Then pass it on.
Share.
Pay it forward.
Yeah.
You know, I like to call it the WOW factor. I'll share a quick story with you, Todd. About 8 weeks ago, miserable, miserable day, one of those storms we were having when it was cold still, and started my day with being rear-ended by a young woman who was texting. And, you know, I thought, okay, this could send my day just off the rails. And I was heading to do a television appearance with Sharon Taddy, who, by the way, is my new co-host, Sharon Taddy of CTS Weekend. I'm thrilled to have her on board. But I thought, okay, this could be a miserable day, but I'm going to turn it around. So I went and did my television appearance, and then I thought, I'm going to take a little bit of my own medicine. You know, attitudes are contagious. Is yours worth catching? I could have taken the start of my day and just made it miserable, but instead I spent the rest of my Friday delivering the WOW factor to unsuspecting businesses, strangers, people, where I delivered wellness. I went into Winners in our Georgetown store and brought in my massage chair and gave free massages to anybody that wanted as they checked out at Winners. The staff were blown away. I went through the drive-thru at Tim Hortons and said, no, keep your coffee. I don't want a coffee. But I handed them a natural, energetics, chemical-free energy drink. And they, you know, and I snapped a picture. I'll tell you, the exposure, when we say people are craving this, when I tweeted pictures and I posted things on Facebook, it spread like wildfire. Why? Because it makes us feel good. Why? Because people say, that's really cool. When are you coming to our business? When are you dropping by our place? So the cool thing is, we've got something in store with our new WallaceForWellness.com website launching very soon. The WOW factor might be coming your way. And who knows, maybe Listen Up can be part of that movement as well.
Very cool. Yeah, we'd love to be able to do something like that daily. So part of this brave new media, do you get the blank stares when you say you have your own TV station? Because I get that a lot when I say, yeah, I've got a couple of radio stations. And they go, oh, cool, what frequency? And I say, well, we're doing things a little differently. We're on the internet because we can reach so many more people. We can do what we want. We don't need a transmitter. We don't have to spend $100,000 for it, blah, blah, blah. But then they give you these stares like, you mean I can listen to radio on my phone? Yeah, you can. And you can watch TV and you can... Do you get that?
Yeah. You know what I do, and I love it because that's what gives me the opportunity to say to them, listen up, interestingly enough, the wording. This is something on the go, anywhere, anytime, on demand, when it fits into your life. Our first WOW TV, WOW Living TV show that was interactive back in December, we were seen in 6 countries.
How cool
is that? How cool is that to be able to say, okay, at 7 o'clock, tune in, have your voice heard, tweet us, Facebook us, be in our live audience. And then, of course, it goes up on YouTube where people can watch it when they want, how they want, if they want. And that is the way of the future in broadcast and media. There's no question. But you're right. I do get that, really. And when you say, people say, oh, really, you do that? I remember when I was interviewed after winning Woman of Achievement, someone said to me, how do you go from kinesiologist, massage therapist to TV talk show host? And you know what my short answer was, Todd?
Are they two different parts of your brain, or are they the same part?
good point. I just said, why not?
Yeah.
And the point is, yes, you have to surround yourself with the right types of people, which I've done. I've got an incredible team, and it continues to grow, hence our collaboration. But sometimes you just have to say, why not? And when we follow our dreams, or you had a guest on Listen Up recently, a good, wonderful woman, Elvira Hopper, mm-hmm. Non-Chocolates, and follow your vibe. What's your vibe? And when you listen to that, I feel blessed every day because I'm really loving what I do. And that becomes contagious because people recognize they can palpate that passion. And so I just said, why not? And, of course, it took 4 years and a lot of effort and some risk. But so what? And the reality is, exactly like you said, you can watch anytime, listen anywhere, on the go, and it's become a reality.
Absolutely. And that aura, that energy is palpable when you walked in the studio, when Elvira walked in the studio. And you can sense it in some people and not in others because they are doing something, but they're not living their passion. They're not sharing it. They're not embodying it. It's just something they do.
Right. And I don't take it for granted. I do recognize that, especially in my work at the clinic for the past 20 years, you do see a lot of illness and lack of wellness. And I recognize we have bills to pay. We have realities in life. We all do. And, I don't want to be laissez-faire about the fact that I recognize how lucky I am. But you can, whether it be your health, physical health, your emotional health, your spiritual health, whatever it may be, taking control and making some changes, even if they're little ones each and every day, you'll be amazed at the impact that can have at the overall picture. And even if you can't live your passion in your career, you can in your life. And who knows, that can lead to what you do in your career. I don't wear two different hats. I mean, who I am as a professional and who I am as a person really isn't much different. And I know that that's unusual and I feel very lucky. But I do is try to say to people, what are you doing today, small, to make a difference, to make you feel healthier and happier? It does matter. It really does matter. That's what I think we're excited about because it's going to be a two-way conversation. So not only on TV, but on the radio, tell us what you're doing. Share with us because you never know when your story is going to inspire someone else.
Absolutely. And there's that old analogy about looking up at the staircase and seeing so many stairs. And it's like, forget the end. Take that first step and go the next and the next and the next. And you eventually get to where you're going. But, it is a little bit overwhelming to look at change as, 100 steps and saying, I can't get there. Well, yeah, you can. You take them one at a time.
You're absolutely right. And it doesn't matter what your goal is. I know our team has coached many, many people to lose weight through nutritional cleansing. And, when somebody says, I've got 100 pounds to lose, I'll say to them, put the scale away. What we're going to do today, right now, is talk about our attitude and what we're going to do right now. Well, we're going to go for a walk. And then we're going to educate about, what we should put in our body. And it becomes motivating when you start to see positive change. When you don't, like I said, like you said, look at the top of the staircase, but you do one step and then tomorrow you do another. And then before you know it, you're halfway to your goal. Yeah. And I think what's cool about what we're doing is that we're not only saying, here are the tools to do this, but we're saying we're going to walk beside you.
Right.
And encourage you along the way and kind of be a cheerleader. And it does sound to some people out, rah, rah, rah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We need rah, rah, rah. I mean, there are many people out there feeling alone in the world and not able to connect with others. And, you know, having good connections. And I think that's what I feel so strongly in a positive way about social media. We can talk that, yes, there's a lot of negatives in social media. There's no question. But if you use the tool correctly, it can be a phenomenal way to connect with others. And to get the resources that you need at your fingertips and to make a difference for those that maybe don't have that kind of community.
Right.
So I think we need to take from it what is positive and build on that, which once again is why this is so exciting.
So the first thing that we're collaborating on is you have your wonderful new TV show. You did the pilot last year, and then August 1st, we want some details about what's happening, and also Listen Up Talk Radio will be simulcasting, just like in the old days when you watched a concert on your TV and listened to it on your stereo. We're kind of going back to that for a period of time, but I'm really excited because I'm hoping there's going to be lots more opportunity for us to dovetail our programming into each other and share content and really impact a greater number of people.
Absolutely. We're excited about the August 1st show. You know, WOW Living is all about, as I mentioned, one-stop health, wellness, lifestyle for families. So it is really broad, and that was deliberate. It's broad because our families are broad. Our families have different interests, and from one family to the next, those interests will change. So we really do want to resonate with as many people. And that's not to dilute our message, but more to fire up and inspire more people to tune in and to share it. So the show on August 1st is Healthy Home Inside and Out. You know, to me as a mom, family and health are key, and our home is our haven, or at least we hope it will be. And a lot goes on in our home. You know, it's so important that it's a safe, healthy place to hang. And so this upcoming show is really going to have a wide range of interesting things. There's something for everybody in the family. So whether you're interested, I mean, we all have to eat. I love to cook. But we're going to show you how we can barbecue and grill, for example, with Chef Mike Benninger, that is going to show even getting the kids by the grill. My kids are going to be on the grill live with us in an outdoor kitchen. Healthy barbecue grilling. We've got some amazing sponsors like the Naked Sprout, a phenomenal vegetarian vegan restaurant in the Burlington area. They're going to be on the show, and I think they're going to be delivering us some delicious dessert type treats that are healthy. And trust me, I've eaten some, and they are delicious. We've got the Man Cave Covered. Tailored Living Toronto has come on board, and they're very excited. We're turning a garage into a usable space, but more importantly, a healthy usable space. And you're going to have to tune in to find more about that. We've also got Chrysalis Yoga. Our audience is going to come dressed and ready to participate. So we are going to be doing yoga around the pool. You know, a lot of people go to yoga studios, and that's great. But in fact, how can we take this at home? We're trying to show people worldwide that you can live healthy and active lifestyles in your home without spending tons of money. Of course, one of my favorite guys, David Kittner, the youth fitness guy, we had a lot of fun. We turned a local dollar store, buck or two plus, into a playground. And you're going to have to tune in live to see what we created in terms of a play kit that every kid,
and young and old, and parent.
Yeah, and parent, exactly. Kids young and old are going to want to play with our play kit. And then, you'll have a chance to win it. And then, of course, Dr. Vic, our naturopathic doctor, Victoria Resendez, is going to talk about toxins in our home and why should we care about toxins and what can they do to the impact of our health. And I'm not a person to fear-monger. I like to live a well-balanced, good lifestyle. I'm not an extremist. I'm just passionate about making sure people have the education they need. And then we're so thrilled. Honeywell is on board, and we're going to be giving away two $300 air purifiers away, one to the audience, one to a cyber audience, to, you know, to tell you about the importance of the clean air in our homes. And then Maria Brito, a real estate, a well-established, great lady, real estate woman, is going to talk about the impact of when you're purchasing a home or selling your home, what are some of the health things we need to be looking at so that our homes are our havens and we're living in healthy environments so that we can live long and active lifestyles. So as you can see, and of course, having our backyard as our playground, you know, whether your budget is minimal or extensive, Peel Landscape Depot and Tom Kappen of Stellar Landscapes are there to transform your spaces, big or small, into usable playgrounds, usable places to entertain and to have your family gathered around and enjoying. So it's a real diverse, cool show. And of course, we'll be taking your questions live. In fact, over the next few weeks, I hope you will do our Twitter Choice questions. And our Twitter Choice questions will empower you to ask questions of our experts. So follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and who knows, you'll tune into the show and perhaps hear your question answered live. We've got lots of other giveaways, so it's going to be so much fun.
It's an action-packed show from the sounds of it.
It is.
Where can people watch it if they are not lucky enough to be part of the studio audience?
Yeah, it's simple. WowLiving.tv, and I'll tell you, when we talked about new media, traditional media is paying attention, Todd, and this is what's so exciting. We've been approached, and Rogers TV and TV Kojiko have agreed to also broadcast our show live, which is phenomenal. Isn't it cool that we're working together? So not only can they watch on WowLiving.tv, they can, if you're in the Halton area, you can also watch on TV Kojiko. Rogers, if you're in the Peel area, listen up, talk radio. We got you covered. And then if you're not available August 1st at 7 p.m., remember that you can always look us up on YouTube and watch the entire show or segments of it, depending on what your interests are. You can go there to get the recipes. Oh, and that's the other cool thing. We'll be sending out the recipes shortly, so people can cook with us live with their families. So they're not just sitting on the couch eating Doritos. They're going to be actually cooking with us live and, you know, tweeting in and Facebooking in during our live tweet chat during the show. So if you have a question, you can ask the chef on the go or one of our experts right then and there when you want your answer.
And I believe you and I owe a debt of gratitude to someone that is quite important in my life. I mean, she's just a wonderful person, a great connector, and I have to say she's a cheerleader for me. And that person is?
Deanne Kelleher, the Chaos Group. You're absolutely right, Todd. If it wasn't for her, you and I wouldn't be speaking. And look what magic can happen when you connect great people doing great things. And we're excited because Deanne's going to be on the show. And when we look at clearing out the clutter, and whether you're a stay-at-home mom or you're a high-powered business person, clearing out the clutter and having organization in your life can have a huge impact on work-life balance and harmony in your life. And they do cross over. So what better person to have on WOW TV and our Healthy Home Inside and Out show is her. And she's going to be there sharing how to keep us organized, how the, you know, work-life balance works, and also to look at real-life instances like the one I'm about to go through, transitions when, you know, you have a child moving out of the house or perhaps you've got aging parents that are changing locations or perhaps there has been a death in the family. Whatever your life may be throwing your way, Deanne has some great ways to help both at home and at work, so we're excited to have her too.
And not to make light of your situation with someone going off to university or college, but you're reclaiming some space.
We are. However, they leave, but they come back,
That's
Todd.
True.
And they do feel that space is theirs, whether they're there or not.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. My daughter's already saying, hey, Blake's room's going to be my chill zone for my friends and I. And he doesn't think so. He doesn't think that's a great idea, but certainly it will require some organization to make it happen and run smoothly. So Deanna will certainly help us with all of her tips and techniques from the Chaos Group to make it easier.
And that's kaosgroup.com.
That's right.
Very sweet. Wow, it sounds like it's going to be pretty incredible. And we'll be hanging out there on site and broadcasting live. And wow, I just can't wait. This is going to be the start of an amazing opportunity for us to pool our resources for sure.
It sure will. And as you can see, you keep saying wow, which makes me smile because that's exactly why we called it that. Yes, it's Wallace on Wellness, so it kind of works with my name. But I always get that response, wow, that's cool. Yeah, wow, that's
cool. The wow factor, as you call it.
The wow factor is out there. So please, you know, all of you listen up, radio listeners, please share that this is happening. Send the links so that everybody can tune in. The more people that tune in, the better. We are already looking at our next show in September. I got to keep that under my hat, but it's going to be fun. And actually coming to you on location. I'm just going to leave that out there.
Cool.
But stay tuned to find out live on the show where we're going to be next. And, of course, if you want WOW TV and Listen Up Radio to come to your location, to your special event, to your trade show, to your place of business or school, we can do it, can't we, Todd?
We are absolutely there. We're making plans already.
So, absolutely. You bet. So
I really
want to
thank you for taking the time to talk to us today and letting us know a little bit about what you're up to and then what we're up to. As we leave the show today, what's your favorite song, or what would you like to hear as we exit the show? We always like to ask our guests what they'd like to hear.
Oh my goodness. You know what? I have to be honest. What I also love about what we do is you can come from anywhere. And I am on the shores of Southampton, the beautiful Southampton.
Love it.
At an annual cottage event with our friends. It's a 20-year tradition, and I'm proud that 12 of us are still here. University kids and high school kids still want to come because they love the tradition. So I need something fun and beach-like and positive. I'm trying to think what it could be. We love music here, and it's so, gosh, I wish I'd asked the kids which song to play.
Oh, I'll figure.
How about you surprise me with something that's
summery and beachy.
Beachy and fun and something where you just know you're chilling. I posted something before doing this interview. I'm holding my protein shake. I got my flip-flops on, and I'm looking out over the beautiful lake here. So
I will
play something for me.
I will duck into the library after we're done and play something appropriate.
Awesome.
So August the 1st, 7 p.m. On the web, you can see us. You can listen to us on Listen Up Talk Radio at talk-radio.ca. And stay tuned. More exciting things coming for sure. Margaret Wallace Duffy, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Todd, for having me. Always a pleasure. Now off to the beach volleyball court.
All right. Take care.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.